Romans 15:7 says, therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you. So, friend, I welcome you to another edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Yes, here we are. It is, of course, Sunday and the final day of May 2015. How about that? Tomorrow is a brand new month. Tomorrow is June already. Praise the Lord. I love it, Fred. How you doing? It's Joey Kroll with you. So good to see you. I pray that you are well. I pray that you're blessed today. Now, if you're new to the program, Sunday Worship focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And today we're going to be talking about following Jesus. I'll tell you what, it is pretty difficult to follow Jesus today, but it is such a blessing at the same time. So today we're going to be talking about following Jesus. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Yes, we are celebrating Jesus today, lifting him up. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. And today we are talking about following Jesus. You know, in courtroom trials, you'll hear the attorney say, "Objection! Calls for speculation by the witness." You ever hear that on TV shows or whatnot? And the judge usually sustains the objection. Why? Because a witness is allowed to say only what he knows. In other words, only what he has seen and heard. You know, friend, the Apostle John wrote to the early Christians about what he had seen and heard concerning Christ. In other words, he was an eyewitness, and therefore he was reliable. Now, you and I haven't seen Jesus personally, but we can still be witnesses for him by declaring what we know and how we have seen him change our life. So testify about what you have seen and heard about our great Lord today. Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Give thanks. sings because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son.
Yes, thank you, Jesus, for your grace. Friend, you are listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Of course, it's Sunday, second half of the weekend. How's the weekend for you? Is it coming along well? I say we need another three-day weekend. That's what we need, for sure. Yeah, I love it. Hey, today we're talking about following Jesus. Tell you what, depending on where you are in the world, you might recognize leaders of various religions. Jewish elders in the old city of Jerusalem, a Hindu holy man maybe chanting, or a Muslim leading prayers in a mosque in Iraq, or a Buddhist monk in their robes in Tibet. But what about Christians? How are they supposed to be identified? Well, Jesus Christ said, by this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. John 13:35, by the way. See, when Christians leave home each day, they are to be clothed in love for all the world to see. What are you wearing today? Thank you. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Praising the sweet, sweet name of Jesus today. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on this final day of May. Yes, tomorrow is June. Can you believe it? It's not only a brand new week, not only a brand new day, but it will be a brand new month. Wow. Hey, today we are talking about following Jesus. You know, Benjamin Franklin remains a household name more than 200 years after his death. That's amazing. I mean, to be remembered after your death, Franklin said, you must either write things worth reading or do things worth writing about, and he seems to have done both, really. See, being remembered is a worthy goal, but not for reasons of fame. Instead, the legacy we leave behind for our children, grandchildren, and others is definitely worth considering. It's not important that people write books about us, but it's important that they be encouraged to live a good and godly life because of being touched by the life that we lived.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away. And precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus. Fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus. Cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, and live. Oh, and when the love spills over, and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus. Dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, and live. And with your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, and live. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus.
Yes, we bless, we exalt, and we lift up the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio as we've been talking about following Jesus. And I do thank you for your time and your attention today. And I'd love to hear from you if you have a song request, maybe you have a prayer request, just a comment, or you just want to say hello. I'd love to hear from you. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y @greatnewsradio.org. Well, until we meet next time, friend, thank you so much for listening. And remember, as we start a brand new day, brand new month, brand new week tomorrow, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.